Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Smart Technologies. I'm your host, Rick Book, and today we're talking about the Smart Response family and the exciting dynamic that this product is creating in classrooms. We'll be speaking with Tyrone Chu, the product manager for Smart Response, and with Colette Retrosi, a 7th grade language arts teacher and Smart Exemplary Educator in Western Virginia. First, Tyrone, can you tell us what Smart Response is?
Absolutely. Smart Response is an interactive response system that gives teachers immediate insight into student learning. In a typical setup, each student would have a clicker or a remote, and they would use this clicker to respond to questions posed by the teacher. The answers are automatically tallied and saved, and they can also be displayed immediately for review and discussion.
So what exactly does Smart Response help teachers do?
One of the biggest challenges for teachers is to get all the students in the class excited and participating. When a teacher asks a question and it's only a handful of students giving answers, the teacher is stuck wondering, well, what the rest of the class is thinking. Are they not getting it? Are they bored? Or is this material too easy for them? With Smart Response, the students all get excited about it and they all participate. And this gives a teacher valuable information. Students see it as fun, they see it as low risk, and they give open, independent answers. With this information, the teacher doesn't see, you know, one student changing their mind because their best friend said something else, or, you know, when the whole class says one thing and the student says something else, they'll change their mind. They get influenced by that. So the teacher gets this accurate information, and that's really important for them to decide what to do next in class. With that information, they might decide, well, you know, the class simply forgot something, so I need to review material. Maybe the class is not getting it, and they need to represent the material in a different way to appeal to different learning styles. Or this material might be too easy for them and we just need to go faster and go on to the next topic.
What makes Smart Response special then? Like, what are the key advantages to teachers?
Well, the biggest advantage is that the Smart Response system is so quick to set up and easy to use. Classroom time is so valuable to teachers that they can't afford to lose any time passing out clickers, matching it with students. If they lose that classroom time, they might lose a student's attention, and that's a big challenge to get back on track. So with Smart Response, students can pick up any clicker, sign in, and be ready to go. The other thing with Smart Response is that it's easy to use. Teachers naturally ask questions throughout the day, and they don't need to go through a specific phase of, okay, now I'm teaching and now I'm asking questions. The two go together. And because Smart Response by design is integrated fully with Smart Notebook software, the software that teachers choose to create and deliver their lessons, the transition from lesson delivery to assessment is seamless.
Can you tell us a bit more about the Smart Response family?
Definitely. The Smart Response family has three members right now. It has the original Smart Response, which is used in just about every type of classroom in K-12. It also has Smart Response CE. This is used for computer environments like one-to-one initiatives or computer labs. And in this situation, students would use software running on their computers to answer questions instead of clickers. We also have Response LE. This system is designed specifically for early education and special education.
And what's different about this version?
The LE version was designed for students in early education and students with special needs. The design incorporates many UDL, or Universal Design for Learning, concepts. It has large and colorful buttons, and these buttons are useful for students who are developing their motor skills. These buttons also have raised shapes that give tactile feedback, and it uses shapes instead of letters and numbers because that's the material that these students are learning at this time.
Thank you, Tyrone. Now let's check in with Colette, our Smart Exemplary Educator, who's been using Smart Response in her classrooms. Where are you speaking to us from, Colette?
Right now I'm in the middle of the Shenandoah Valley in Western Virginia. Mm-hmm. Not West Virginia, Western Virginia. About 90 miles west of Washington, D.C., right in between the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Appalachians.
Sounds
the
wonderful.
Valley. Yeah, it's pretty here. I'm originally from Niagara Falls, New York.
Oh, yes.
So I miss the water a little bit. I feel a little bit landlocked, but yeah. The mountains are a whole different experience, so it's nice.
So how long have you been teaching?
I'm in my 14th year of teaching now.
And what subjects do you teach?
Right now I'm teaching a 7th grade English class,
mm-hmm.
and I have three classes per day. We do 90-minute blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And each class is made up of a different grouping.
So you've been teaching with the Smart Board for some time, and last year you were awarded the title of Smart Exemplary Educator. What's your experience been like with Smart Response?
I was hooked within a week. It was like I couldn't imagine teaching without it.
So what did you start using Smart Response for in your classroom?
I was using it to do just quick checks for understanding. I was using it for formal assessments. Being able to get that itemized, detailed report of, you know, every question, what each student answered, what the percentages were, it was like an entire item analysis for everything I taught, and it really became a great tool for me to guide my future instruction. I was then doing research-based instruction within my own classroom. I had the research of what my kids knew, what they didn't know, why they didn't know it, and where to go next.
How did using these quick checks for understanding change your teaching?
It wasn't about, oh, you got it wrong and I got it right. It was, okay, you guys got it wrong. Let's talk about why. And it wasn't like they were pointing fingers at each other about the competition part of it, but it was how to help them. Or I would pick, you know, click on the pie chart and say, okay, these kids got this question right. I want you to pair up with somebody who got it wrong and explain the answer. And you could use it to establish communication where kids were teaching kids.
And how did your students react?
They loved that immediate response. Like if I forgot to check the box in my system that said, you know, give results at end of when kids had finished, they would yell at me. They wanted to know right away what they did. It's just some of the little tricks that were involved with that, and just knowing when they walked out the door, they didn't have to wait for me to grade the test. They knew that day what they did. Some of them would then come to me and say, you know, I looked at these scores and I'm really not happy with it. I'm going to study. Can I take it again? And now I have the option of saying yes without having to worry about how many hours it's going to take me to regrade things. Kids can come in. I can re-sign them on. I can modify things a little bit very quickly. And they have an opportunity now to fix their grade because it's so much faster. It's just such a big time saver.
So, Colette, now that students have been using the system for a while, are they doing anything new with it?
The other thing I'm seeing is that kids are creating their own quizzes for their classmates. So I've had students in my higher level class, they'll stand up to do a book report and then say, okay, you know, everybody get a Sentio. I have a 5-question quiz to see who was paying attention. And the first time this one boy did that, everybody was like, what? You can't give us a quiz. And I was like, yes, he can. And so now a lot of the students in that class are learning that both notebook and Sentio can be used for their own presentations. It doesn't always have to be me up there doing it, that it can be student driven. And that it is easy enough to use, that just by watching what I do, they've learned how to create their own files. They just come in on a flash drive or they email it to me and say, you know, can you put this up when I go to do my report? And there they have it. So I'm looking at the rest of the year to start encouraging more of that, that the kids can come in and create their own stuff that they can use.
So your students are definitely enjoying Smart Response, but have you had any feedback from their parents?
Well, it's funny you say that. We just got finished reading a novel, and it was about 2 weeks ago, we were doing a quiz on the Sentio, and several of my students had purchased the novel to have at home because there are some lower reading levels with the students here, and they would have the access to reread at home what we were reading in school. And they, you know, of course, go home and talk to their parents. So I was doing a quiz a few weeks ago, and two parents walked into my classroom and said, can we take the quiz too? We heard that you're using those clickers. And I was like, sure. You know, so I ran over to my computer. I created a login for each of them. And they sat down and took the quiz with their kids. And they were just amazed. You know, they loved, the one parent got a better grade than her son, and so she was all excited. And then the other parent did not do as well as his son and was like, oh, I need to practice and come back.
So, Colette, what about your colleagues? How are teachers reacting to Smart Response?
Well, I can tell you within my own building, people were really skeptical, so I brought it to a staff meeting, and I created questions that met all the different people within our staff meeting, and I just handed out the remotes. The minute somebody sees what it can do, they want it the next day. And once they saw that it was something you could figure out how to use overnight, that you could import right out of Word or right out of something else that you've already created, and that it would create it for you, that's the biggest selling point, I think, is that import from Word. That we have tests that are already written and how easy it is just to pull it right in and have it converted for you. The response has been really good. And the ease of use is what's really selling it to people.
So, Colette, I understand you were given the Smart Response units as part of a trial program. So what happened when the students found out that the trial was ending and they'd have to return the clickers?
They were mortified. They're like, what? You know, we don't get to keep this? And I said, well, you know, it's expensive, and we are in an economy, in an economic situation where we're not going to have the money to buy these, you know. It was really just something I wanted to try out to see how it worked, maybe in the future. And they were a little bit disgruntled, and they just kind of left it at that. So around second week of December, kids started coming into my room with exactly $11. And I started questioning, like, what was going on, that there was, like, this money coming in. And I had been absent a couple of days, and I thought, well, maybe, you know, sometimes when we have students in need, we do fundraisers in-house. You know, we just had a student who lost his house to a fire, and they'll do penny jars and these penny wars where the kids will bring in money. And then I asked my first class what was going on, and one of my students stood up and said, well, we figured out that if every student gave me $11 and I put in the excess, like the couple hundred left, they could purchase it by the end of December.
That's some response. So what happened?
So I went to my principal and I told her what was happening. She's like, we can't take money for this. And I was like, I know, I gave them all back their money. But you should take into consideration, you've got 12-year-old, you know, students with low reading levels, special needs, wanting to buy equipment and saying that they're going to give me $11 instead of a Christmas present, which is fine with me. I have enough coffee mugs to save my life. You know, I don't need any more coffee mugs. But, you know, it just, I wanted her to see that that was, that in and of itself was a huge breakthrough, that these kids were seeing the value of this product. So, you know, she told me who to talk to, and I started kind of getting the word out to some of the people in our upper level technology department, and they purchased it.
I'm guessing the students were happy to hear that.
They were cheering. They were so excited. So now we actually have five of them in the building. We were able to get technology to purchase three through a technology program, so the kids are actually seeing these in all their classes now. But I just think going to her with that story and saying, you know, the kids want this. I think the other advantage to Centio is that we are in a, we're in a year this year where we did not meet the federal mandate for accreditation. And so we are really scrutinizing our data and looking at our scores. And now instead of sitting in front of a Scantron and zipping 75 Scantrons through, zipping through an item analysis, creating my own Excel file, I'm able to get that immediately off the Centio.
Of course, Centio has been rebranded and is now Smart Response. Colette, thank you so much for sharing these great stories and your time with us. We've been speaking with Smart Exemplary Educator Colette Retrosi and Smart Response Product Manager Tyrone Chu. Thanks to both of them for joining us today. This podcast on Smart Response was produced by Smart Technologies. You can visit us at smarttech.com to learn more about smart products, services, and information like this podcast. Please send us an email at podcast@smarttech.com if you've got feedback or a topic you'd like to hear more about. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening.